Tonight, several presidential aspirants facing disqualification as EC detects multiple endorsements of forms as 17 individuals filed to contest 2024 presidential elections.
We have actually written to them indicating the errors, and they are expecting...
You've already begun to identify errors.
Yes, so we have written to them.
DAC has already set a date to determine the fate of both presidential and parliamentary candidates who have filed to contest in elections.
The balloting for the positions of the presidential candidates.
Are we knowing about that on Monday or Tuesday?
By Monday or Tuesday, the general public, we will write to the successful candidates that this is the date for the balloting.
We'll hear from some of the candidates, including the PNC's Bernard Mona, who is promising citizens 500 cedis monthly share of Ghana's mineral resources.
The people of Ghana will have a share. I am saying that if you don't get anything at all, 300 to 500 Ghana cedis from these cumulative resources will enter into your account. So just imagine per month.
And this is your election headquarters.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
The top story is always brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies, holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Filing of nominations for presidential and parliamentary aspirants is now officially closed. 17 individuals managed to meet the deadline and have filed to contest the 2024 presidential elections. But minutes before 5 p.m. when the filing closed, Joy News has learned some of the aspirants are already facing possible disqualification. The EC has detected multiple endorsements of some of the forms they've written to them, and they've been given a deadline to rectify or they will be disqualified. I want to take you live now to the EC headquarters, where my colleague James Abeji is standing by right now. And James, walk us through the breakdown of who has filed so far at the end of the filing.
Yes, Evans, and so it is all over here at the Electoral Commission headquarters, where some 25 candidates have filed to contest the presidential elections come December 7th. This contains some three female candidates, Ekwe Adonko of the Ghana Freedom Party, Nana Akosua-Frimpomaa, Sapong Kumakuma of the CPP, as well as Janet Asana Nabila, the former General Secretary of the PNC, who has filed as an independent candidate going into the elections. We have some 12 independent candidates. Nana Kwame Bediako, Cheda Samuel Apiadankwa, George Chumberima, Kofi Kranting, Alan Kujo-Tremating, as well as Janet Asana Nabila, Desmond Abrefa, Nana Stevens, Elder Paul Peko, as well as James Kwesi Opong, John Enyonam Bibi, and Dr. Sam Ankra. Now, Dr. Sam Ankra has just been saved by the bell when the EC was just about declaring closure of filing of nominations, and he walks into the conference room and somehow, somehow have been able to file his nomination. We know that the NPP's Dr. Mahmoud Baumia has filed, Kofi Akpaloo of the LPG, Christian Kwabena Andrews of the Ghana Union Movement, GUM, Hassan Ayariga of APC, John Mahama of the NDC, Alhaji Mohamed Frimpong of the NDP have also filed, Nana Akosua also filed, the Dr. Daniel Augustus Lati of the GCPP have also filed. And so those are the number of candidates we have who have filed so far by close of today, Evans.
We are talking about a total of 25?
Yes, 25. That is per our checks. The EC is yet to give us the official figure, but per what we have about 25 candidates.
With three women?
With three women.
Okay, and that's the breakdown there for you if you're just joining us. That is updating, one person just saved by the bell. Already, the time we were checking this earlier, it was 17 EC, so tabulating to give us a more, I guess, settled number of those who have brought in their filing at the end of filing of nominations today. And James, stay with me, because some of the aspirants have been speaking to us. Hello, James.
Yes, Evan.
Some of the aspirants have been talking to you. We've been hearing from Bernard Mona, for example.
Exactly. Bernard Mona thinks that it is about time every Ghanaian has a share of our natural resources. Reverend Abrefo also thinks that it is about time we get pastors and religious leaders into politics, as well as what he has to tackle the menace of Galamsey if elected into office. We can listen to the two of them.
Concerning governance, we need people that we can trust. I hope you are getting me. So it's good, but sometimes we have the narrative out there like politics is evil and all kinds of things, and it's driving we, the pastors, from the scene. But we need to be at the front line. First of all, Galamsey issue is very, very serious. As you can see, all our water bodies have been destroyed. So what I'm going to do is that as a commander-in-chief, why the military are there and we can't even fight Galamsey. So we need to use the military and deal with those issues. And then for that, we need to also create jobs for the youth because of the jobless and all kinds of things. That's why they are.
Have you ever seen gold proceeds in your account before? Or you've seen oil proceeds in your account before? You've seen cocoa proceeds in your account before? A Bernard Mona's presidency is coming to let every Ghanaian have a feel and a share in your account. When you are born a Ghanaian, a bank account is open in your name at age 1 month. And that bank account will serve as an investment account for you. So proceeds from cocoa, proceeds from cocoa, proceeds from timber, proceeds from gold, proceeds from diamond, proceeds from oil, bauxite, everything that Ghana owns and exports, the people of Ghana will have a share. I am saying that if you don't get anything at all, 300 to 500 Ghana cedis from these cumulative resources will enter into your account. So just imagine
per month,
because every month we sell.
And James, we're now learning from the Electoral Commission in this exclusive interview with you that some of these aspirants may face disqualification. Well, how so?
Exactly, because they say that the committee they have set in place have already begun their work in real time since Monday that they start accepting the forms, and they are already detecting some errors in their nomination forms. We can listen to the Deputy Commissioner Samuel Tete, who is in charge of operations.
The last day for the receipt of the nominations by the returning officer, who happens to be the chairperson of the Electoral Commission, is today. So those who brought their nomination forms from Monday, we have actually written to them indicating the errors, and they are expecting.
You've already begun to identify errors.
Yes. So we have written to them because the law actually states that if there are errors on the form submitted, they have the right to effect those corrections.
What are those errors?
One person supporting two candidates. Definitely you find out that the candidate may not actually know whether you are supporting this person or not. When those ones, are detected, we inform them, because normally it will shorten the number of supporters that you expected to. So those ones who filed from Monday up to yesterday, we've actually written to them. But those who are filing today, because today is the last day for the filing, we will work, the two teams will work overnight and then inform them so that those corrections could be effected, and then bring tomorrow
if you identify a particular person endorsing two different candidates all the way in the north, would they have to do that and do the correction, send the forms back to get some other person from that district to sign and then bring it back to the east?
Yes, precisely. They will have to do that because the number of supporters that you are expected to get will not be up to. So you are expected to do that and then submit within the stipulated time. But because today is the last day that they are filing, the commission will give them up to tomorrow to do that.
So the final deadline for any form of correction after today is just 24 hours Saturday to finish that?
Yes. From Monday up to yesterday, you are expected to do all corrections, yes, within the stipulated time, that is up to today. But because some filings are going on today, the commission will give them up to tomorrow.
So that day is another deadline extended to those who have challenges with their forms that they filed. And James, we're also learning a bit more about when we can get clarity on who may have made it onto the ballot paper and into the process of balloting for positions on the ballot paper for the December 7 elections.
Exactly, Evan. So Mr. Tete indicates that between tomorrow and Sunday, they should be wrapping that up. And latest by Tuesday, we should know who and who will be making it onto the December 7 ballot paper.
Outcome of the distance. In fact, within the next 2 days, that is after Saturday when we have actually seen all the numbers, maybe Sunday or Monday, we should be able to know all those who have actually qualified for the next aspect, which is the balloting for positions on the presidential ballot paper.
So those who qualify to ballot would mean that they are through to contest.
Definitely. Those that's after looking at the forms, when all corrections and other things have been done, you know, the commission will actually come out with those who successfully went through the nominations. And a date will be determined for the balloting for the positions on the presidential ballot paper. And after the balloting is done, the positions will be sent to the regions so that they will send them to the district electoral offices so that the returning officers will use the numbers, the positions that each candidate had to do that of the constituency. So if in case there is, let's say there are some independent parliamentary candidates, immediately after the balloting at the national level for the presidential, they will also ballot for positions by the independent parliamentary candidates. If, for instance, a constituency gets one independent...
you are talking about the parliamentary?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that one can only be done when we have finished with the presidential ballot, balloting for the positions.
Before you do the presidential, the parliamentary?
The parliamentary, yes.
Okay. So what's the deadline? Is it... And do I understand that by Monday or Tuesday, you should give the all clear for those of the aspirants who have sailed to now be presidential candidates towards the election?
Yes. So over the weekend, we will be working and then get to know the candidates who have successfully filed, and the commission will come out with a date for the balloting for the positions of the presidential candidates.
Are we knowing about that on Monday or Tuesday?
By Monday or Tuesday, the general public, we will write to the successful candidates that this is the date for the balloting.
taking you across the country pretty shortly to understand the parliamentary picture. Many aspirants have been filing their nominations today. There are some notable names causing a bit of a stir across the country. We'll be getting our correspondents to tell us a bit more about that. Stay with us. But I want to bring in right now Dr. Kwame Asante. He's a political scientist at the University of Ghana. Thank you very much for your time here on Top Story. 25 aspirants have filed so far. They want to contest us in the presidential race this year. That number is huge. Can you imagine if you have all 25 clearing and getting on the ballot? Is there something wrong with the processes to sift and to make sure that people who get onto the ballot really deserve to be there?
Hello, Evans.
Yes, can you hear me? Apologies for that. Interference in the background. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
We have 25 people so far have been filed. They want to contest in the presidential elections this year. What do you make of that number? Too huge or is just fine? This is democracy.
Oh, yes, it's democracy, but it's too huge. But it gives you an indication that people are gradually maybe losing faith in political party activities. So they want to be independent. And that is a reflection of what you see. Perhaps it's something else, which researchers will have to look at and see the way forward.
If you say it's too huge, should we be doing something about the criteria for getting on there?
Oh, strictly so. Because if you look at all of them, it's a democracy. Everybody is allowed to participate in election, but if you look at their performance, even the minor parties from 1992 up to the date, they've not gone beyond 5%. So it tells you that the state must take a decision and see how we can, you know, trim this type of number and then have realistic numbers that will really reflect the true positions of the strength of if they are political parties or individuals within the political sphere.
Doc, stay with me because there's a lot more happening tonight, and I want to quickly go across the country. There's a lot to analyze, even with the parliamentary filing of nominations. And one notable one is in Fomina, where the New Patriotic Party has nominated the second deputy speaker there, an incumbent member of parliament for Fomina. Remember that he's an independent candidate, by the way, Andrew Makwesiama, as its parliamentary candidate for the Fomina constituency for this 2024 general elections. It comes despite Mr. Siama's resignation from the MPP, remember, in 2020. And then he contested the Fomina seat as an independent and won. I want to bring my colleague into the conversation right now. Nana Boache Yadom has been following this for us. Nana, what more can you tell us about this very significant decision by the New Patriotic Party?
You realize that the Fomina constituency historically has been the NPP until 2020 when Andrew Esiama broke out of the party. Well, he went as an independent candidate and won with over 12,000 votes. That was about 48.6% vote. And realizing that that was a big blow to the New Patriotic Party, and considering the fact that the party wants to reconcile to win majority of their seats in the Ashanti region specifically, there is a need for them to bring on board the Honorable Isaac Asiama Amwakwesiama, who is also the second Deputy Speaker of Parliament, to also make sure that they have the majority of seats in the Ashanti region. And so the Reconciliation Committee, following the steps of the National Executive Council of the NPP, decided to engage Mr. Amwaku Esiama. And so yesterday, the party, led by the regional chairman, Bernard Enchibu Esiakon, led Mr. Amwaku Esiama to file his nomination to contest on the ticket of the New Patriotic Party for the Fomina seat. We can take a listen to the Asante regional chairman of the NPP, Bernard Enchibu Esiakon.
Parliament, May 137, 137. May Kasabia, May Kasi, majority. And to me, some biani bibia or could be a biano. One nanin and me and far money the party in that.
Parliament was a tie, but because he supported us, we became majority in parliament. He always defended the NPP. The entire party and the constituency is behind him. We are united in the Fomina constituency now. Our candidate for the Fomina seat is Honorable Esiama.
Omutu woman, you know, for Mina constituency, a dancing love, a year as we pass the crowd. Your candidate, your name, a year and less in 2024, a nipa bakope, and your name, our for Mina constituency. On one politically, Joseph Fasiama.
Dr. Asante, what do you make of this move by the new Patriotic Party in Fomina?
Oh, it is to be expected because they couldn't have done otherwise. They, even though they kick him out, but the role he played for the Polka Party, you and I are alive to the support he gave them and all that. So bringing him back to the Polka Party, I think is in the right direction. Rules are meant to run the affairs of the society. But remember, human beings make them to suit their needs and comfort. So at a point in time when they realize that the rules will not serve their interests and they need to soften their grounds, why not? So for me, it's normal. It's part of political calculations within the Polka sphere.
I mean, but doesn't this undermine the party's own constitution? This is somebody who resigned. He went independent. He won. Of course, they then courted him on their side. Now they have found a way to muzzle everybody out of the race and then give him that slot.
Yes. If somebody
this is almost saying you're rewarding those who violate the constitution.
No, you sack him and he won. And then you smoke peace pipe with him, and he's back to the Polka Party. It's fine. The party can do that. But what we are saying is that it tells you that individuals, when they place themselves very well, they can, you know, command a lot of things. So going forward, the party will learn that lesson, that it's not every day that they can bulldoze their way through, and certain individuals are very strong within the their constituencies, and they can really challenge the authority. So for me, it's very good. It humbled them. You saw all the statements from the majority leader then and all that. You interview him, and he ate a humble pie. So it tells you that, look, all is not well when you are in a party and sometimes you don't want to listen to the voices of the people. As soon as they work and work well, they will turn everything to their favor. And that is exactly what they do. They have not broken any rule, but it's a lesson for them that going forward, they need to be very careful.
But also, it brings into sharp focus the importance of the Ashanti region generally. And they cannot lose ground anywhere this year. And so you have to ensure that those who are unhappy, you bring them to the table. And those who are strong and can bring you votes, you keep them. Even if they've broken and violated the constitution. There are many disgruntled elements in the Ashanti region this year who may have filed. We'll get a clearer picture very soon, what the picture is, whether there have been some individuals who on the ticket of the MPP before who have now decided to file as independents. But that is critical, is it not, to get everybody playing ball on the side of the MPP?
Every Polka Party should have a dispute mechanism that help them to address conflict within the party. So at a point in time when issues of conflict rear their ugly heads, you should be able to deal with it. And so they should find a way of dealing with that situation, because if you allow a lot of independent candidates, then it is a manifestation that your house is divided. And any divided house cannot stand the test of what Polka time.
And if I were getting reports already from the Ashanti region, that some known MPP loyalists and former members have now filed as independents. I want to bring in Nana Bwachi Yadom, who is still with me on the line. Nana, what can you tell us about that? Hello, Nana, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Evan.
Yes, what can you tell us about these known MPP loyalists and some of them former members who are filing as independents?
Well, so far we know of Joseph Bwachi Dankwa in the Subin constituency, and we know that he contested the incumbent member of parliament, Eugene Bwachi Enchi, and also participated in the party's primaries in January, but lost to the person who did win. And this time around, he has also filed his nomination in the Subin constituency to go as an independent candidate. He has broke out of the New Patriotic Party. That is the critical one we have our eyes on in the Ashanti region and also in the Oforikrom constituency. There's one independent candidate who is also campaigning seriously to take over the seat from the MPP. But so far, Evans, there are about 15 independent candidates who have filed their nomination in the Ashanti region per checks from the EC head office here. And also there are about 97 candidates in total who have filed their nomination to contest as members of parliament in the Ashanti region from both the New Patriotic Party, the National Democratic Congress, with the independent candidates combined.
Get the full picture very shortly, but I'm curious if we have spotted any of these candidates on the ticket of Alan Chamanting's political movement.
Well, so far in the Ashanti region, we haven't spotted any form of aspirants contesting on the ticket of the Movement for Change. So far, all that we've seen are from the MPP and the NDC and or any other person who is going as an independent candidate, going on his own without any form of movement or political affiliation.
And Dr. Sasante, that is the problem we're just talking about there, and it's manifesting itself already.
Yes, the independent candidates, it tells you that all is not well. And instead of the party dealing with this problem head on, you remember when they went to launch their manifesto in Takoradi, they said, oh, just forget about what has happened and let's move on. You don't deal with problems like that. You find lasting solution to them. That lazy way of handling the issue is what is causing them. Those individuals, when they stand, remember, Ashanti region, as soon as they begin to get about 30% and beyond, they are home and dry. So you don't want your numbers to dwindle within Ashanti region. So they need to be able to do their homework well. Otherwise, election is going to be tough for them.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sasante, the political scientist with the University of Ghana. We're watching this very closely. The filing of nominations indeed have closed. The Electoral Commission will be giving us a full national picture, and we'll bring that to you. We'll be breaking that down for you to appreciate who's going independent, who is not, and which party is suffering the most when it comes to its own members, known members, who are filing to run as independent candidates. That will give you a sense of what may happen in some of these key constituencies. And this is Top Story, always brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies, holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep.
Auntie T, I beg, fix me go better, Ghana.